You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, this is Abigail, and I'm an ADHD coach who works with adults, college students, and couples affected by ADHD. Aside from this podcast, I'm the author of the book Forget Perfect, How to Succeed in Your Profession and Personal Life, Even If You Have ADHD. I bring up the book because the title is my approach to this podcast, Forget Perfect. My goal is to provide you with information and suggestions to help you have a better life, but the information is of no help to you unless I get it to you. So bear with me and any mistakes, do-overs, or sound issues. I'm not going for perfect. I'm going for getting this information out to you in a timely manner. When this podcast goes live, it will be middle of June 2018. That is halfway through the year. Are you on track? Whether formally or informally, we make plans and goals for each new year. Unfortunately, we often lose track of those plans and goals as the months go by, or things change and our priorities change. 12 months is a long time to sustain specific intentions. Even remembering what those intentions initially were can be hard. Or you may not have thought out what you wanted to achieve and change for the year yet. Either way, we are halfway through the year, and it seems like a good time to either check in with what we planned and where we are in achieving those plans, or create those plans and use the next half of the year to make them happen. This check-in doesn't need to happen mid-year. It can happen whenever you need to reconnect with what you want out of life and how you are planning to make those things happen. It can be big things or little things or a mix of both. I have talked before about a process for creating and managing your intentions. To learn more about that, you can go back and listen to my podcast 007, Time Management is a Lie, which I did in September 2017 for a detailed process, or check out the podcast I did at the end of December 2017, 020, Preparing for the New Year. That is an abbreviated version, and both of those podcasts are available if you just go to www.abigailwerf.com, click on podcasts, and just scroll down to get to either one of those podcasts. You can also, of course, go to your podcast management program. In both versions, I discuss first looking at the roles you have in life professionally and personally. Taking myself as an example, some of my roles in life include being a family member, being a business owner, and being an ADHD coach. It is important to know the roles you have in life so that you have goals for each of them. Without that, it is unlikely you will move forward in that area of your life. We often get focused on one or two roles we have in life and get so focused that we forget to cultivate all the areas of our life. As an entrepreneur, I know that I can be quite guilty of that. Business owners get so wrapped up in the day-to-day running of their businesses that they can neglect other aspects of their life only to have those aspects fall apart. Once you are clear on your roles in life, you can either create goals for those roles, or if you have done that in the past, look at where you are in relation to those goals or intentions. For example, one of my goals for 2018 was to increase the number of people I serve in my ADHD coaching business. Mid-year is a good time to check in to see if I'm serving more people than I was last year at this time or in comparison to the beginning of the year. If I am serving more people, great. How can I continue to increase that? Or if I'm not serving more people, what do I need to change or start doing to make that a reality? Another example is my intention to expand my social circle. If I look at where I am in comparison to January, I have not made huge progress, but there has been a little movement forward. I need to appreciate that progress, but also recommit myself to putting more energy towards that, which I have not been doing recently, simply because I forgot. A way to do this is to look at where you were in January for each role in your life, then look at where you are now. Has there been forward movement? If yes, then it is simply a matter of continuing what you are doing. If there has not been forward movement, then look at what you could change to make forward movement possible. An old professor of mine talked about stopping, starting, and continuing. It was not his original idea, but unfortunately I don't remember the original source. How I use the idea is to pick a role in my life and look what I should stop doing, start doing, and continue doing. It really simplifies your thinking. Another important thing to remember is to always be revisiting your values and what I call your big whys. Why are you doing what you are doing? What are your underlying motivators? We can lose track of that. And without that, it is hard to keep moving forward and feel fulfilled. Remembering our values is important because it helps us decide what we want and how we are going to go about making those things happen. It also helps with both the day-to-day decision-making and big-time decision-making. The question I try to always remember is whether the action I am contemplating would be in alignment with my values. The question is only helpful if you know what your values are, that you have thought about them. I recommend you make a list of your top 5 to 10 values to use as a touchstone for yourself. Then, when you are looking to evaluate where you are in life, the list can help guide you rather than starting from scratch. This list also needs to be reviewed occasionally because as you grow and change, so will some of your values. All this information, your roles in life, values, and big whys help you assess intermittently if you are indeed making forward progress. All of this is scary for those of us affected by ADHD. Sometimes we can be more used to failure than success, so this type of reflection may not sound like fun. I think that is all about mindset. Look for forward progress in relationship to no one other than yourself. We get caught up in comparing our lives to other people. First off, you never truly know another person's life is like to them. Secondly, it doesn't matter. What matters is feeling forward progress in your own life on your own terms. Not all intentions or goals have to be big. I'm a big fan of accumulating little victories. The big difference between little and big victories is that you just have to be a little more observant to notice little victories. I believe most of the success I've had in adulthood is because of little victories. Each little victory I acknowledge spurs me on to creating another small victory. That is motivating, and as people affected by ADHD, we need all the motivation we can get. So take an hour or two this week and review the roles in your life. Where are you in each role? Where would you like to be in each role? What could you start doing, stop doing, or continue doing to make that happen in the next 6 months? And maybe 6 months is too long a time to contemplate. That is fine. Pick a shorter amount of time, like 3 months. All you need to do is figure out what you want to accomplish that is realistic for the amount of time you designate. Then get to work being observant all the time for victories, both small and large, that are occurring. Also, remember that it's okay if you change or adjust what those intentions are midstream. That is not failure. That is reflecting the consistency that the only real constant is change. For me, the most important aspect of this process is that it reminds me of intentions I have set. The further away I get from a set intention, the less likely I am to remember it, much less continue to work towards it. It gives me directions which helps motivate me. I set that intention for a reason. In day-to-day living, we can lose touch with why we are doing things, and that makes them harder to do. Something that, as people affected by ADHD, we already struggle with. If sitting down to do this seems impossible, then do it with a partner or friend. Either each of you work on your own life or take turns helping each other think through the process. However you do this, document it in some form. Don't waste time making it fancy. Just jot down your conclusions so that you have something concrete to revisit and work from. I keep a running journal very informally and with no consistency, but that is fine. It exists. I use it and refer back to it when I remember. It helps get me back on track, and that's not only better than nothing, it is a victory. Earlier, I used the example of the intention to serve more people with ADHD. You can help me with that. let people know about this podcast and my website at www.abigailworth.com, where I have all my podcasts and blogs available. There they can also sign up for my weekly newsletter on ADHD and productivity. Plus, I have free downloadable ADHD resources on the website as well. I appreciate your support and help getting the word out. Also, if you have topics or questions you wish I would discuss regarding ADHD, please feel free to contact me via the contact form on my website at www.abigailworth.com and let me know. I always love hearing from you, and it helps me come up with material to serve you better. Well, that's it for this week. I will talk to you next week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailworth.com.